Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
So after quite a long train journey, we're in the south of Sweden tonight. We come to Malmö, and it's a nice day, not quite as scorching hot as in Stockholm yesterday, but we haven't got time to go to the beautiful beach here anyway, because it's the Skåne Derby. So it's Malmö against Helsingborg, which is in the same region. It's about 65 k's north up the coast from here. And it's the first time they've played each other in a while, due to Helsingborg only just coming back up. First time they've played in front of fans for a while, I guess, because of the pandemic, etc. as well. Now, it's great. When you get off the bus from the main road, when you arrive at the stadium at Malmö, you go past the old stadium to get to the new one. The old stadium is intact, as if they were still playing in the 1979 European Cup. It's got quite historical resonance. There are some people in there training at the moment, actually, some local athletes having a bit of a go round. So you get that real sense of history before you get to the modern stadium as well. So it really helps you get the feeling of something happening when you're on the way to the ground. But just because the current ground is new, that doesn't mean it's not atmospheric. It is very atmospheric. I was there a couple of years ago for a game against Beşiktaş in the Europa League, which Malmö actually won, when Uwe Rösler was still there, I think, and it was fantastic. It was really noisy, despite not being completely full. So for this tonight, I'm expecting something. So I don't know if it's because of people still coming in, but the match has just been delayed 10 minutes to 10 past 7. And it's just given a little bit more time for the atmosphere to build up. You can hear the call and response between the two sets of fans. Sizable amount of Helsingborg fans who've come down south to support their team as well. Really struggling at the moment. Only won one game since they've come back up. And they're terrible away from home as well. So really the match should only be going one way. But it's a derby. And speaking to some of the staff beforehand here, they were saying that since COVID, since they've let people back in, and since the start of the season, they've had 6 home games, all sold out. This is the 6th one, all sold out. So we're all still basking a little bit, I think, in that return of atmosphere to football stadiums. And obviously people here are really embracing it, still really grateful that they're back. You can feel that. Chance for Helsingborg. Malmö lost the ball in their own half. And Amoko got a decent look at goal. He's away on the right again. And gets the single corner. danger pass. Had a few headed sighters. He's put that one away. Good corner, near post. Flick header at the front post. No one near him, but right in the spot. Question is, having played okay so far, can Helsingborg avoid completely tanking in the next 5 to 10 minutes? I think that's the bit that's possibly going to make the game. Another corner from Malmö straight away. Like what? 40 seconds after kickoff?
Den 24:e spelminuten tar man med FF-ledningen med 1-0. Målskytt nummer 9, Isak Kiese! Jan Darling out of the game, the Malmö goalkeeper, and it's all level. My goodness. That's half time.
Dagens muffa är Campbell.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
That's what, 11, 12 years? Like that? Yeah, 2009. Actually, we said the first 2 years on the other side.
As if I wasn't having enough fun in sunny Sweden already, I bumped into friend of the ramble, Alexandra Jonsson, Spanish-based, of course, but back home in Malmö for the holidays and a big fan of her hometown club.
How was your first half? Not quite according to plan, right?
No, I mean, it's been a weird season, to be honest. Like, we haven't really played to the standards that I would say that Malmö should be playing. We should be, with the type of squad that we have, we should be quite much better than basically everyone else in the league. But we've had a lot of injuries, so we have basically all of our key players have at some point been injured, and I would say our best player is injured today, Anders Christiansen.
So is that letting the coach off for the moment?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, he won the cup, which, right. I mean, that was the first time in since the 80s that we won the cup.
Okay, right.
Which, it's been like a curse with the cup for Malmö. So I think that let him off a little bit. But yeah, it should. We'll see how it looks like when we get closer to the end of the season, because Malmö should always win the league. But it's also, we've had some coaches, they won the league, but they haven't won it convincingly enough,
right,
and then got the sack. So it's quite high standards at this club, and at the moment I don't feel like we have a really, really good squad at the moment, but we're not really playing at the level kind of expected. Like, Helsingborg shouldn't really have a chance, and it's 1-1 at half time. So
I guess you go from that thing of being delighted to be back to slipping into being demanding again. Initially it's a treat for you, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. I very rarely get to watch home games anymore, because I'm always home over Christmas and over summer, and that's when the break is. So there's normally no games. But I guess I wasn't actually realizing there was a game today, because I was in Turkey. I got back the day before yesterday. And then I was thinking, before we left, it was the break.
Yeah.
And normally it would be the break now, but because of Qatar and the Qatar World Cup, the Swedish league is starting a bit earlier. So I knew me and my dad were going to the Champions League qualification game, which is the day before I'm going to the Euros. So okay. I was like, yes, I'm getting to see one game. I was home now, and I just, like, got a notification or something about this game. I was like, are we playing today? Is the league back on? And then I called my dad, can I steal your season tickets and go? So it was very last minute. So but it's really nice. I love, like, before I moved abroad, I rarely, really, really rarely watched Malmö games on TV.
Right.
Basically never, because for me, watching Malmö is the experience of going to the stadium. It's the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like, the atmosphere is incredible. And when I first started going to Malmö games when I was 8, Malmö were really shit.
Right.
So that was the season after they'd been in the second division for the only time ever. And I think my first game, we lost 6-0 against Gothenburg.
Wow. Right.
So that's how it started. So for me, like, going to Malmö games wasn't really to watch good football. but rather to just go like a concert almost. Like, it's always so good atmosphere, and it's always a treat to go there and just enjoying yourself. And then, I mean, we now for a couple of years we've been quite dominant, and also been playing in Europe, and it's become something else as well. It's become the football as well in another way. But it's very special to go and watch Malmö in the stadium, and it's not at all the same to watch it on TV. But I've started doing that more as I live abroad.
So, one, that you're home and get to see an extra match is nice. That it's the first derby in front of fans for what, 3 years? I mean, that's even more of a bonus, right?
Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, it feels like it's not what it used to be, the derbies. Because Helsingborg hasn't been good for quite a long time. Like, they've been down in the second division quite a lot and come up and then go down and things like that. At least from my memory, it used to be a lot more electric when there was a derby, but now it's more like we have so many other big games that are so much bigger. Yeah. And also because we play in Europe, I think, because then the European games, that becomes the big games.
Yeah.
So that takes away as well from the derby, because then the derby is just, well, we're just playing Helsingborg, you know, in another way. So I think it's bigger for them now, but for us it used to be a much bigger game than it is.
So I mean, we've already seen and heard what the fans can do. I mean, they're going to lift the players for a better second half, right?
Yeah. No, it's like the fan side are incredible, and especially for the bigger games. But even when you have a game against smaller teams, it's always going to be an atmosphere. And for me, who goes to a lot of games in Spain, do that on a daily basis, it's a complete different world.
Yeah.
Because I think I've only been to one stadium in Spain, which is Deportivo Alavés, which I didn't expect, where they sang for 90 minutes.
Right.
Because in Spain, it's like you can go to Real Betis or Athletic Club or these clubs that are famous for bringing really good atmosphere, and they do, but there's still going to be a moment during the game where it's completely quiet. And that doesn't happen here.
Right.
So it's like through the entire game, it's always going to be singing, and then it's higher and lower depending on what's happening on the game and how many they can get from the rest of the stadium, more than the main fans to follow in. But like, if you would go on a European night, you would have this entire stadium jumping, every single one, several times during the game. And for me, like, going with my dad, he's the least person that I would expect standing jumping in a stadium screaming. He's like a typical businessman, you know, always often in a suit. And when you go to Malmö games with him, he's standing jumping and singing songs. It's like, do you even know the songs? That like, for me, tells you, like, really anyone in the stadium, you can get them up on their feet in certain moments, because that's just what happens inside the stadium.
I think Coach Milojevic not delighted with his team's first half performance, just like Alex. So double change at the break for Malmö. Great chance in the back post. Bruno, the right back, coming into the cross. Getting held up here, because it looks like stuff's being thrown down from where the ultras are behind the goal towards the Helsingborg players. Something that Joelson, the goalkeeper's already had a word with the referee about, and something was just removed from the pitch. Obviously, on the other side, the sense is that Helsingborg are trying to play for time. So Alex just texted me and said that when that pole was thrown on to the pitch towards Joelson, the goalkeeper, which I saw being removed, The Malmö fans actually named and shamed behind the goal, named and shamed the guy who threw it, and were chanting, "Get the idiot out!" And it just went straight out of the stadium. It was just taken straight out. So, good bit of self-policing there. And the crowd have been reminded to behave themselves over the tannoy, and the referee's had a word with the match delegates as well, so the sense on relatively thin ice. Telling shot deflected off his teammate. I think it was Abubakari. Just touched the top of the crossbar. Getting closer. For about a minute, the final sub, bring it down onto his right foot, and he's gone all the way into the crowd, celebrate with the ultras. It's a brilliant finish. I've rarely been anywhere near that decisive, and as that went in, a couple of the Helsingborg players just dropped to their knees. They've not looked in a great deal of danger for a lot of this. They've been under pressure, but defended really, really well. And then they've just been opened up by a huge bit of quality there. And there are 6 minutes of stoppage time. The stoppage time, and near the end of the sixth of the six indicated minutes, although the celebrations after the Sadu goal, you would imagine, will add a little bit. That's it, all over. And most of the team running to Patrick Sadu to congratulate him on his goal. A goal that he desperately needed. And a goal that, if I'm not mistaken, is his first for the club. What a moment to get it.
After the match, I grabbed a word with former Celtic forward and Malmö vet Jo Inge Berget. So, the first derby in a while, yep, in front of fans. Yep. And of course, they've been up and down between, yep, the two divisions. How was it?
No, it was, as I said, it's been a long time now, and with the fans and everything, it felt good. The atmosphere was on point, the heat was on point, so that gave a little bit extra as well. But I think it was a derby as it should be. It was tight, it was duels, it was, and the ref as well, he allowed a little bit, so I think it was nice. A little bit of talk and a little bit of, as it should be in a derby, so it was nice to get that feeling again.
I mean, is that the hardest kind of game to play for you guys? I mean, obviously, on one hand, you can get really up for it. On the other hand, they've had a really bad season. They come here needing a result, and they kind of play quite bravely.
Yeah, no, they did. And as you said, we were the favourite. It was our game to lose. They had everything to win. And a derby for them can turn their season around, you know. If they beat Malmö here, it would be a great upset. And for us, it was the opposite, everything to lose, really. But we managed to get the 3 points in the end, and that was all that mattered today.
And you're building towards the Champions League now. I mean, it's a massive undertaking, isn't it, for a Swedish club? You start in the first qualifying round. Yeah. It's kind of a mini marathon, really, before the European season gets started. How do you prepare yourselves for that?
No, it's about getting everyone fresh. We got a good squad now with a lot of players, so we need to use that now and get everyone going, get back to people from injury as well. But as you say, it's a long qualification now. We want to go to Europe, so that means 8 games in qualification and then the group stage. So it's a lot of extra games for us. We want to compete there, and at the same time we need to win the league again to get the same chance next year. So it's a lot of stake, and I think Malmö as a club, we thrive under these circumstances. A lot of games and a lot of important games, and now it's up for us to show that we can do it again.
And you're in that really difficult group last year. There are bits of it where you were really in those games. I mean, what did you learn from that?
We learned that we're a good team, a good club, but there's some steps up to the really big ones. With Chelsea and Juve, of course, they're really, really good. At the same time, we feel that, especially at home against like the not the best team, but saying it as a really, really good team as well, but that we got something there to do, you know, we can make some upsets, and I think that's the way to go, and in these European games you need to have a good performance, you need everyone to click, and then if you get a clean sheet, everything can happen, and I think we learned that as well, that mistakes in those kind of games, though, then you get punished, because with those class players, then it's a bit, you can get away with it here, but there you get punished in a different way.
And as you said, you've got those fans behind you. I mean, tell us a bit what it's been like coming out of the pandemic, coming out of empty stadiums and back into this, because since this stadium's been open again, it's been full all the time. What difference has that made to you? What difference does it make to you guys doing your work?
No, it makes a huge difference, of course. It's a little bit dead, you know, when there's no crowd there. It feels like a friendly every time, and then once the crowd get back, you kind of felt it in a different way. It's not like we were used to it before, but like when you lose something, you know what you miss, you know. So it was a good feeling to get those guys back, and it helps us a lot, and especially in those games where you need a little extra support in those European qualification games and stuff like that. We really, really need our fans, and they step up big, and I think every team that come here as well has been a bit like, whoa, it's a good stadium, this is a good fans, you know, so it's not easy to come here, and I think and hopefully they know as well how much we appreciate them.
Well, you've had two of them, that you've had this and you've had Parkhead. How does it measure up?
Yeah, no, it's two good stadiums for
difficult
sure
question,
for sure
it?
Yeah, it's a difficult question, but no, for sure it's two good crowds and two amazing fan groups as well, so it's good to get those games, and I think we ended up on top on that one, so it was nice for us.
Thanks so much, John. All the best.
Thank you.
Presents is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.